presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
May 14, 1120 America, New York, Bill Osterall, co-founder of Angie's List, dies at 57. The company he helped found to review local contractors grew into a website with millions of subscribers. He was also involved in Republican Party politics in Indiana.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
May 14, 1040 America, New York, considering sunk costs in decision-making. It is well known to economists that a rational decision-maker will not include sunk costs in his decisions. Since sunk costs are unrecoverable by definition, they have nothing to do with decisions made now for the future.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 14, 9 o'clock America, New York. Exxon goes lean with end of Godpod era. The oil company's top management will inhabit a less lavish executive suite at its glass-dominated campus near Houston.
New York Times Business. May 14, 8:54 America, New York. Who would want to be a CEO? The challenges facing business leaders feel particularly acute right now. This week, DealBook delved into four of them.
Global Economy.
May 14, 8:15 America, New York. The perils of economic forecasting in uncertain times. Economists need to be clearer about the limits of their predictions.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 14, 8 o'clock America, New York. Before his killing, tech executive Bob Lee led an underground life of sex and drugs. After the Cash App founder died in a stabbing, some were quick to blame San Francisco's street violence. The truth was more shocking.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 14, 7-Eleven America, New York. The young LVMH heir turning Tag Heuer into a billion-dollar brand. Frederick Arnault, CEO of the watchmaker and the third son of LVMH's top boss, is bringing luxury goods to the masses like his father, the richest person in the world.
Global Economy.
May 14, 7 o'clock America, New York. Will U.S. retail sales rebound as inflation cools? Market questions is the FT's guide to the week ahead.
New York Times Business.
May 14, 7 o'clock America, New York, the week in business, Trump on TV. Inflation continues to slow. Elon Musk says he's found a new CEO for Twitter. And there will be a pair of Senate hearings on the banking crisis.
Marginal Revolution.
May 14, 3:21 America, New York, the importance of cognitive endurance. Schooling may build human capital not only by teaching academic skills, but by expanding the capacity for cognition itself. We focus specifically on cognitive endurance, the ability to sustain effortful mental activity over a continuous stretch of time.
BBC News Business.
May 14, 019 America, New York, Pat Cullen. Nursing union calls for double-digit pay rise to restart talks. Union boss Pat Cullen urges ministers to reopen pay talks in England after her members rejected a 5% offer.
Marginal Revolution.
May 14. 015 America, New York. Might AI possibly boost social trust? That is the theme of my latest Bloomberg column. Here is one bit. The point is not that LLMs won't be used to create propaganda. They will. But that they offer users another option to filter it out.
Global Economy. May 14, 00 America, New York. How Ghana's economy became a cautionary tale for Africa. The decline of a regional champion rings alarm bells for other countries on the continent that overspent when debt was cheap.
BBC News Business.
May 13, 2344 America, New York, Ferrari resists pressure to phase out combustion engine. The boss of the supercar maker said it would be arrogant to dictate to customers what they can buy.
BBC News Business.
May 13, 2023 America, New York. Is the UK too late to beat the US in the global trade war? The US is offering huge incentives to electric car firms, but the UK risks falling behind.
Daily FX Market News.
May 13, 2000 America, New York, crude oil market outlook darkened by debt ceiling debacle and recession risks. Crude oil prices are likely to remain subdued in the near term, with growing U.S. recession fears and the debt ceiling impasse weighing on market sentiment and risk appetite.
Marginal Revolution.
May 13, 1459 America, New York, India fact of the day. India's state capacity recently has surpassed the global average. Pinch yourself. Here are various Berggruen governance indices. Here is the interactive site.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
May 13, 1059 America, New York. Marjorie Smilkinson on natural immunity. If you read or watch nothing else about COVID-19 today or this weekend, make sure you watch Marjorie Smilkinson's 4-minute testimony. It's here. Zero comments.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
May 13, 9:30 America, New York. Charlie Hooper testifies on ivermectin. Back in April, my often co-author and friend Charlie Hooper was asked to testify on Zoom in front of a citizens' commission in Canada that was investigating various responses to COVID-19.